with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, you know, you get to travel quite a bit in for business and pleasure, and your family lives around the country and such, and you know, I do not nearly as much as you do, but every once in a while when you're traveling, you have an opportunity to meet somebody that makes an impact on your life, right? And tell us about our next guest on the show.
Well, I'm going to let her tell us about it. On the grilling line right now, we have a beautiful lady from Memphis, Tennessee. Her name is Diane Grover. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Randy wanted me to tell everybody how I met you, but I'm sure you'll do a much better job.
So my husband and I were traveling to my awesome nephew's wedding in Tucson, Arizona, and we had a layover on the way back, and we just so happened to be sitting in a restaurant enjoying our lunch, and in walked you looking for a place to sit, and the place you wanted to sit was not available, so you ended up sitting next to my husband and I. And we just struck up a great conversation.
We did. And she was so kind because she noticed that this guy wasn't going to give me his seat. And did you notice his guest never did come?
No, yeah. I did notice that.
He wouldn't give me the seat. So Diane kindly said, you can sit right here. And I look over and I'm like, great. I'm really wanting. It was TGI Fridays in Atlanta, at the Atlanta airport. And so I had a couple hours to kill, and I thought, TGI Fridays, man, I could go for one of their Long Island iced teas right about now, because I had just been through
It's starting to get clearer to me. Okay, I hadn't heard that detail.
Yeah. So we just started chatting, and they're a very friendly couple, and I very often will mention the show as a means of conversation point, because food is a common language. And that's when her husband just really lit up, John, really lit up, and she started talking about all of his grilling and smoking episodes and all the pictures on his phone.
Yeah. He has a lot of them.
Yeah. So we talked about this business you started.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So my daughter has Down syndrome. And I am severely deaf, hard of hearing. And through that process of helping my daughter through different situations, we've learned that there's some issues that, you know, kind of have come to the forefront for us in her future, in her present, you know, things like that. So we were brought to the attention that nationwide in America, there's a 20% hiring rate of individuals with disabilities. And that's like almost every disability, including individuals who are like me, who are deaf, but also individuals with intellectual disabilities. And in Memphis, or in Tennessee particularly, it was at 9% for a very long time. I've heard it upticked a little bit. And so I said to my husband, you know, I meet all these parents of kids with disabilities, and they'll tell me, you know, my son got trained for this and my daughter got trained for that, and then they were never hired. And I said to him, I don't want to beg anyone to hire Marilyn. I want her to have a safe place where she's supposed to be, where we don't have to, you know, have anyone do us a favor. You know, the dignity that work brings is what I want her to have. I want her to have what everybody else gets to feel, that feeling of you know, accomplishment and belonging and being part of something. So I had met this coffee roaster, and he and I had gotten a conversation. He said, have you ever thought of having, you know, your own blend of coffee and opening a coffee house? And I said, you know, I never had. So I went home that night, and I said to my husband, why don't we open a little coffee house? And he was like, oh, are you crazy? No, I think we could, you know, run a neat little coffee house with the kids and everything else. And So he said, well, what would we even call it? And I said, well, you know, I'm dreaming that one day I won't have to beg someone to hire Mary Ellen. Why don't we name it Dreamers? And he's like, oh, I like that. So he was all on board then. He's like, I think this is a great idea. So we got with my nephew, Daniel Gores of Daniel Gores Creativography. I can't say it because it's a hard word. And he and I came up with the logo, the bean that comes with the dream. Dreamers Fresh Quality Coffee. And I just put it on my Facebook. My roaster said, go ahead and start selling some, and then we'll move towards what it would take for you to open your coffee house. And I put it on my Facebook, and in about 3 weeks, I had so many orders, I could hardly keep up. And I was the one that was actually shipping them out myself. And so I looked at my husband, I was like, oh my goodness, now what? How do we begin to open a coffee house when I'm selling so much coffee already? So then a ton of people asked me if they could also sell. And so we went to our lawyers and put together a different business plan so that we could license people to sell. And what that became then was me teaching many, many people how to become entrepreneurs, and them getting a license to sell and them becoming a dreamer. And that's where we are today. We went from dreaming of opening a coffee house to actually empowering others to do what our dream was, and they're doing it.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, we're talking, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Diane Grover from Dreamers Coffee from Memphis, Tennessee, and just a wonderful lady, a wonderful couple, and she started this Dreamers Coffee to basically help create a job in the future or something she could pass on to her children, especially to her a Down's child. And tell us a little bit about what it's like to have a child with Down syndrome.
You know, it's oftentimes people say it's the unexpected surprise that you never knew you needed. I hear people say that a lot. I would be lying if I said there weren't challenges, because everything in life, I mean, I was a challenge for my family being deaf, that it was challenging being different than everyone else my whole life and not understanding things. Mary Ellen came with her own little tiny set of challenges. We had open heart at 6 months. That was scary. And you know, everything that a parent fears, you know, we got through it, you know, and we came together closer as a family. We, you know, tightened up the team around that. And, you know, she was a runner, and there are families who have kids that are runners. It's called eloping. She did that, you know, quite a long time, and I had to work through, you know, sensory issues with that and learn how to deal with that. And now she's no longer a runner. So again, we tightened the tight ropes as a family and worked through that. And so, while there's challenges on one side, there's so many neat opportunities to grow from
right,
those challenges.
Right, and that's what we want to talk about, is the opportunity. I've got 2 minutes left in this segment, and I want to let everybody know that the Grilling Guys became one of your partners now, and our website will be a place you can go to buy this Dreamers Coffee. Tell our listeners around the state of Michigan and in New Jersey about this coffee. Why would they want to try some?
Well, for one thing, it's a great mission. Our mission is to hire people, what we say is of all abilities, because we want people with disabilities alongside those without a disability working in an inclusive environment. So the mission is amazing. And for two, I'll be honest with you, it's amazing coffee. When we first started the company, people were like, you could get a cheaper coffee and pour it in there and it'll be so good. And I kept saying, I can't do that, because everyone in this process needs to be paid fair trade price. Every person along the way, from the farmer all the way to the person who sells it, they deserve to get what they earned for that product. And so we use a specialty grade. So when people buy it, they buy it to be nice. When they drink it, they continue buying it because it's really good coffee. They're surprised.
And I think that's the bonus for anybody. So basically, you're going to go to the Grilling Guys website now. You have built us a landing page so they can click on our link and it'll take them right to your site. They can make their purchase and they'll help out everybody involved.
That's exactly right. You're going to have your very own URL with your website, dreamers-thegrillingguys.com. And when people go to that, they can purchase from you and you will help us fulfill our mission.
That's awesome. Diane Grover, Dreamers Coffee. She's a wonderful lady. We're going to talk to you again real soon, and God bless. Thanks so much for coming on the Grilling Guys.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Pretty cool mission, Bob. I'm glad you ran into her. And, you know, the grilling guys aren't going to be making any money on this thing. We're just going to be donating the money, as we always do, because that's not what we're about. But coming up next, we're going to do some tips for the perfect burger. Believe it or not, you got options. Stick with us. We'll be back. That's the same old story.